Welcome to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction on News Talk 1310 WIBA. Have a question? Email it to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Now, here's your host, Sean Preble, on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction here, 1310 WIBA. The website for Edge Construction, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Urge you to check that out right now. Great resource and great opportunity to learn more about Edge Construction, see some of the projects that they've been working on. They've got a great portfolio all on the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Also, great links there, House, Pinterest, Facebook, and more. Check them out again, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Mentioned you want to check that out now because a little bit later in the program, we're going to talk about a recent kitchen remodel that Mike and the team at Edge Construction worked on, and they've got some great pictures up there. One of the things that stands out is the unique countertop. I will not tell you what makes it so unique. You'll find that out yourself. Head on over to edgeconstructioncompany.com. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in the program. Telephone number for Edge Construction, 608-636-3343. That number is 636-EDGE. And joining us this morning is the owner of Edge Construction, Mr. Mike Tuig. Mike, how you been, man?
Great, Sean.
It's good to see you. I'm doing well. I'm always doing well. I was talking to Coach Chris to the Badgers the other week, and he's like, you know, I was talking to somebody about you. He goes, "You're always happy." And I said,
"Yeah, how do you manage that?"
Only when I'm talking to you, man. Yeah, having a good time. And I'll tell you what else he said after the segment.
That's like a job that I don't want, by the way. I don't ever want to be a head football coach.
Oh, man. I could
even
not.
Even if I knew what I was
those,
doing.
The pressures. And I will say this. He's a really, really good guy.
So, is he? Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
genuinely nice guy.
You have pretty thick skin for that job, I think.
Well, and I know we're going to get way off track here, but what started this conversation was with him was, you know, we talk to him regularly just for the weekly show, but a friend of mine is a producer with the Badger broadcasts, and he does the post game interviews with Coach Christ with Matt and Mike, and yep. And he said, you know, every time Coach Chris comes out to talk to me, before I hand him his headset with his mic on it, he offers me a bottle of water. And I thought what a cool guy.
Wow.
And I said, Coach Chris, what's going on with that? He's like, well, you know, he's like, they offer me one, so I figure, why don't I offer him? So again, really good guy all around. Maybe he'll give you a call today, and you guys will work on some remodeling for him. And we're going to be talking about planning for a bathroom remodel and talking about going through a bathroom remodel. And we haven't talked bathrooms for a while, Mike.
No, I felt like we talk about some of the, we got stuck on some of those bigger jobs for a while. We're talking about building houses and doing additions, and then kitchens are something that I think we always just need to talk about.
Yeah, and we'll talk about them later, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a kitchen. A little bit of an unusual one, I think. Yes. It's got some cool custom touches. But the baths, we do quite a few baths, and baths are a challenge, and I think it's really a worthy topic.
And it's amazing. You mentioned, you know, kind of how they can be a bit of a challenge. And I know one of the great things at edgeconstructioncompany.com is the slider with the before and after pictures. I think one of the most dramatic areas is oftentimes in those bathrooms. And I know one of the things you've talked about in the past, bathrooms tend to get put off. I mean, they tend to be kind of that thing that when folks decide, okay, now's the time to do a remodel, they've been putting it off for a little while, haven't they?
Well, I think that's human nature a little bit, right? Yeah. Kitchens, baths, they sometimes are the last things to get remodeled, especially baths, because you don't always see the baths. Like you're when your friends and relatives are coming over, you don't call it, you know, unless your bath is really nice, you're probably not going, "Hey, come on in and look at my bath that needs to be remodeled." And they're expensive, and it's such a pain to be without them. I totally get it. We've remodeled baths that were 60, 70 years old and nobody had touched, and they had all kinds of problems. There was water coming through the tile. The floor was mushy underneath the toilet. There's all these issues, but as again, like the, you know, the money's a budget's always an issue,
mm-hmm.
and being without it is a problem too. Not fun.
And that of course highlights the importance of planning for that bathroom remodel. And we're going to kind of walk through that. And let's kind of talk about that initial thought of doing a bathroom remodel. Is as mentioned, sometimes they do get put off a little bit too long. So there's both. Necessity, but there's also improvement that folks want to make in bathrooms overall. And before we kind of break all of this stuff down, there's some great improvements when it comes to whether it's materials, whether it comes to comfort, whether it comes to design. Bathrooms have gone leaps and bounds as far as what's available for folks when it comes to remodeling.
Right, and the challenge on design is, okay, you got this relatively small space mm-hmm. that you can get a lot of different surfaces in there, a lot of different textures, a lot of different colors. So you've got flooring, which is for us is normally tile or an LVP product, a luxury vinyl. It just seems like those are the two products that have taken over. If you're doing a tile shower or tile wainscot, that's another texture. There's niches in the tile shower that are going to be probably an accent. You've got your fixtures, which now come in four or five different finishes, the main ones, and maybe some obscure ones that you don't even know exist. Just the style of things can change. That has to go together. We haven't talked about cabinets, tops, wall colors. That's a lot of different colors coming together in a small space. So I think that's where a designer can really make their meat, because to get all that to blend and be aware of the products that they're out, you kind of alluded to, okay, there's a lot of different options out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the saying? I think it's kind of dumb, like you don't know what you don't know, but sometimes you come in and you go, and our designer will say, you know, I've had this tile in my head from when we first talked, and a homeowner will say, I've never seen this. Like, this is really cool. Where'd you get this? So that part's kind of fun. I think from the design side, when, like anything, when it really comes together, you know it, right? You don't have to be a designer to look at a really well-designed bath and go, oh, boy, this is great. I love it.
Hey, I've got to ask you too, Mike, about some of the stuff that you mentioned don't know what you don't know, and some of the things you don't see and some of the things that you may not think about also have been greatly improved upon. I think of things like flooring and specifically heating your floor, and those type of things are not only very much available now, they're awesome and they're very controllable, and it's just a phenomenal product when it comes to things like in-floor heating.
Right. One of the big kicks on tile, which I think tile is really the best flooring material for a bathroom. It handles water well, super durable. The kicks on it have been used to be slippery. Hmm. I know we probably are going to talk about this. Maybe I'll just hit it now. It's an offshoot of universal design, I think. But there's actually coefficients now for tile on how slippery they are. So when you're buying a tile, you go, wow. This stuff is not as slippery as I thought. You know, your water gets on it, and some of the really smooth porcelain tiles can be very slippery. So now there's tiles with textures. Now the heated part, heated floors have been around for quite a while. But like when I first started in construction, there were heated floors. You could do a heat source underneath your tile back then. But what they had were kind of pre-made pads that had wires running through them, and you would get these pads in a few different spots and run the wires back and hook it up, and then you would do it. And it wasn't super efficient, and it didn't heat the whole floor compared to the system we have now. So we do this Schluter system. I'm trying to say it. And if you've ever seen a bath getting tiled now, most of the time there's this orange fabric that's kind of on everything before the tile goes up. That's what that is. It's Curry Board. It's the Schluter system for doing this, and they make this product for. It's a membrane that goes on the floor when you're going to do heated tile, and it's their whole proprietary system. It's basically like that membrane with little round pucks on it, and so we can do a calculation on how much wire we need for this bathroom, based on the size of it, square footage, and then we wind the wire wherever we want it to go. We put at least two, maybe three thermometers in there so that in case one fails, you have a backup system underneath the tile. And so that's what drives this thing. So now you have this custom heated floor, really done well. You've got the waterproof membrane underneath. Everything ties everything together. And then it takes away that objection to tile being cold. And we live in Wisconsin. Tile can be very cold.
Yes.
But if you can do it, you have a programmable thermostat in your
yes.
house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with your tile in your bathroom. You can, if you get up at 6 every morning and hit the bathroom, you can have your tile starting to warm up without you, Sean, at like 5:30.
Nice.
Really nice.
That's cool, too, as you mentioned, having it pre-warmed. And the other great thing about this is it's there when you need it, but not there when you don't, which means you're not paying to heat something that you're not going to be using.
No, right. And it's a low-voltage system. It doesn't really use a ton of electricity and puts the heat exactly where you need it. So if your feet are warm and the heat is coming up, that it's not like you're heating the ceiling. You have it where you want it. You have the heat where you want it. There's an efficiency there. And then with the programmable thermostats, you can have it on and off when you need it. That's exactly right.
And when we think about, too, I mentioned some of the comfort stuff and maybe not always knowing what you don't know. I know bathtubs have come a significantly long way. You think it's a vessel for water. But the reality is there have been pretty marked improvements in bathtubs.
Right. For a freestanding tub, 25 years ago, we called them a clawfoot, right?
Yep.
That was all there was. And then came the big whirlpools and the some of these built-in soaking tubs. That was kind of the next generation when people figured out they didn't use the whirlpool that much. They said, well, we'll take a soaking tub, make it smaller, a little more ergonomic. Now we have those options. I have thought, okay, do you have a big bathroom with a whirlpool?
When I was a kid, we did. Yeah,
did.
The house I grew up in. Yes.
Okay, but you don't have one now.
No.
The advantage to having that built in there is it gives us space when we're designing a bath. And if you really do like one of these beautiful standalone tubs, the freestanding tub, we'll get rid of that whirlpool. Design this in there. We've got that extra space to work with, and it's a pretty cool system. They are more ergonomic. They're deeper. So I'm 6'3". Can you imagine? There's not much of me in the water when I sit in one of these normal kind of small tubs. But these new ones, there's lots of space. Somewhere there's a picture of me. I don't know if it's on our Facebook or something, or maybe I successfully avoided it. But me at the National Builder Show in a copper tub, going, wow, this is pretty amazing.
Wow.
It was beautiful. It was also very comfortable. I know I've talked before about one of the ones that we put in. It's actually made out of resin. You remember me talking about this? It actually looks. It doesn't look heavy. On the top, rail is maybe only 3/4 inch, or maybe just a little bit thicker. So it looks pretty thin walled. But if you go to pick it up, it's like 350 pounds. This resin holds the heat, so there's much pain involved sometimes with your remodeler trying to get this upstairs and around corners. But once it's in there, that's been the kick on the fiberglass tubs is, you fill it up with water and 10 minutes later, the water cools off and it doesn't hold the heat and it becomes less comfortable.
Are people often surprised as we're going to kind of break down that planning for the bathroom remodel? Are people often surprised when they start this conversation about a bathroom remodel is not even realizing that a lot of this stuff is available and relatively pretty affordable too?
Yeah, relatively is a I don't know how that works, but because everything you do adds something to the bath. So if you want a really utilitarian bath. Yeah, you can do a fiberglass tub and surround. Some of those are really nice now, by the way. Great price point. You can save some money on that stuff. When you add in the heated floor, to me, like what we're doing it for is it's reasonable, especially with the result that you get.
Yeah.
But that does add and the tile adds and things like that. So you do have to be a little careful. Okay, we're gonna just keep the I want list can really jack up the budget if you're not careful. The picture I brought in, and I don't know if this is off track, but I wanted to talk about this one a little bit too, mm-hmm. because this is actually showing a wet room where it's all one room. The shower has the tub right in it, got a beautiful big niche, it's got a window in there. It's really cool. And I, like you were saying, okay, not being aware of the options or what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times when we're there at the first meeting, people are going, this is what I think this bath is going to be. I can't see it being any different than, I've only got so much space to deal with. I've got this in my head. This is the only way it can be. And so, sometimes I think that's a fun thing from our end, where we go, okay, we're going to explore this a little bit, mess around with the design, see if there's something else that nobody's thought of, and sometimes there is and sometimes there's not, right?
One of the great things, too, is you mentioned kind of having that wet room and kind of that picture that you bring in is, I think, to somebody looking at it, they think something's wrong because you see a shower head coming out of a wall and you're like, where is that?
What's
is that just
here?
Did somebody just stick that on just for fun? But and then if you look at the bottom, you see the drain on the floor there, and you quickly realize that whole area is able to get wet.
Yeah, and I think that trend started. We call them, I don't know why, European wet rooms. I don't know if this is started there in some of the European countries, but when we actually traveled there one time a long time ago, and everything seemed so small that they had to have it kind of it had to be a wet room. Like, there just wasn't room for everything unless the whole bathroom was the shower and now in America we do things a little different. We're gonna spread it out and make a nice big space, but I do like the wet room idea, and if you get it right, if it's really designed well, mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful thing.
One thing too, while we're just looking at this particular bathroom, I noticed two of them, and you mentioned the word earlier, niches, and those are you talk about things that people love that they're doing in bathrooms right now. Niche is so cool for a number of reasons, functional, but also they look really cool.
Yeah, and people love the function of it, but having a full wall of the same tile or a few walls of the same tile, sometimes there's a way to accent that with that niche that can really dress things up. The picture I brought in doesn't really show that, but most, if you look at our pictures online, most of the time that niche is going to have something different in it. It's going to have something, either an accent in the back, something totally different. It might have a stripe of pebbles running right up and through it. But that niche is really there. Like you said, it's twofold. It's not just utilitarian. It also dresses things up.
Is that more of a design thing that people may realize? I just think of kind of the idea that if you're going to be going into that wall, now you've got to account for that from, you know, not just from the aesthetic of what you see, but you've definitely got to account for it in the design process of how are those studs going to fit in there and how is everything going to fit together, right?
Well, it's kind of funny because that Schluter company, they have pre-made niches, which we have all that stuff in stock. But I'm kind of kid our designers on like how we don't often use them because they design things that are not, they have to be custom done. And so like any good company, we just have adapted now and we make our own niches the same way they do. And you'll see ours being like this picture where it's 4 feet long, or sometimes we'll have it span the whole back wall. And maybe you don't even know it's there until you walk up on it and see what's going on there. But yeah, I can't remember the last time we just did a one single niche, a 12x12 niche, because that's kind of standard. We do a lot of work for the builders, and I kind of kid them once in a while. I'm like, you know, people want these niches, especially something a little different. I mean, something bigger, that has just gotten to be a really nice thing to have in those upgraded baths.
One of the things I know about my wife, because I don't have this problem, is you would think that you would only have one shampoo and one conditioner. I don't know what it is, but she's got like seven of them each, and having a nice niche to set each of those.
So did you talk to her about the error of her ways?
I do. Yeah. Of course. She's,
you only need one.
That's what I tell her. I need zero, but yes. It's mind blown. I'm like, what do you, I'm not going to argue. It keeps her happy. That's fine with me. So yeah, these are some beautiful projects. And of course, if you want to check out some of the great work they've been doing at Edge Construction, always check out the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. But you're thinking about doing a bath remodel, kitchen remodel, maybe thinking about doing both, thinking about doing some other things around the house, additions, those type of areas, Mike and the team at Edge Construction would love to talk to you. Again, you can check out the work online, edgeconstructioncompany.com, or simply pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. We'll talk more bathrooms next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA. WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction Online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. If you haven't checked out the website yet, definitely do that now, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Going to talk about a recent kitchen remodel and a very unique countertop. We'll get the details from Mike on that a little bit later on in the program. Right now, though, we are talking about bathroom remodels and the way you've been thinking about remodeling your kitchen or bathroom or any place around the house. Maybe looking to add an addition, adding a level, adding a whole new place. Mike would love to talk with you. The team at Edge Construction, telephone number 636-3343. That's 636-EDGE. Of course, easy to remember there at Edge Construction. Talking bathrooms this morning. And Mike, just before the break, we were kind of looking at one particular bathroom here and just kind of all the cool features of it and talking about kind of you don't know what you don't know. And let's talk about for people who have been thinking about doing some bathroom remodeling. When they come in, do they typically have they checked out Howe's and the webpage? They have some fairly good ideas as kind of going in, or what are you seeing oftentimes for people when they're making that initial step to do the bathroom?
Yeah, I think over half mm-hmm. are doing some research online, and they're at least finding things that they like, products that they like. Like they'll say, I like this tile, or I like. They know whether or not they want a painted cabinet or a stained cabinet. It won't be totally fleshed out. What's really helpful is when people have done, like you said, they're either going on our website or going on Howe's or maybe Pinterest, and they built a little library of pictures that they just like. And my advice to people is, okay, you don't have to find your bath. Like, say, I want exactly this. But if you tell us and show us, meaning us, the designer, our designers, this is what I like. It's not perfect, but they'll kind of, that's a really good clue for them to go, ooh, I know where you're at. I know what design you like. I know, and they'll bring you products that they think will fit that style.
That's one of the neat things too about your designers is, and I know it's something that you're very proud of is how they're very adept at kind of connecting with people and getting to know them as far as their design style and working with them that way. That makes things a whole lot easier for homeowners to have somebody that kind of understands them and understands their likes and their dislikes.
Right. And I think when it works best is when somebody has a good idea of what they like.
Yeah.
But isn't really rigid on it. You know, like they're open to some new ideas and new products, and they've got an open mind on design, and as long as the general direction of it is something that they like. I think that's when that marriage of design and homeowners works best, because I always say, okay, we don't want the same haircut. We don't want to be given the builder's website. You're gonna go, oh, I can pick out these houses. I can see what they're doing with their kitchens. It's kind of somebody's grand design. This is what it's going to look like. And on the remodeling side, I feel like we have the privilege to do real design and really dig in and look at all kinds of product, not just the ones that fit this sort of rigid building process. So I think that when homeowners, if you can get yourself to go, yeah, I like this bath, they may be totally different, mm-hmm. but to a designer, that's really helpful.
That's speaking their language. They know exactly what that stuff is. As we're talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner at Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 636-3343. That number is so easy to remember, 636-EDGE. One of the things I've noticed a lot of as well, as we were talking earlier about some of the tub options, shower options, specifically glass walls and half walls, I see a lot of as well. Those are pretty popular options that folks are incorporating into bathroom remodels, aren't they?
Yeah, that half wall thing with glass on top, so now you're getting light to carry all the way through. That is definitely the trend, and I like that trend. It wasn't very long ago that if you were doing a custom tile shower, you were sort of going into like an igloo of tile. Like you were a little room of tile, and you can light it, but there's something about that, you know, when you're surrounded by walls, you're sort of in that cave. I don't care how well lighted it is. I think with some glass and being able to see out, it feels a little more open. It's more welcoming, a little more comfortable.
Does that help too with maybe smaller bathrooms as well, to kind of fill the space, make the space feel larger?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I love it. And our Eli, who does most of our tile work, our in-house guy, He's like, hey, you know, why? If you're doing this beautiful tile job, you want people to see it. Yeah. So put some glass in there so that you can see what it looks like.
Well, it's big that the tile guy is saying that, too.
Exactly.
Good call there. Are we seeing, and I know obviously having a shower and a tub are still kind of the main thing, but are we seeing more, and it feels like I'm hearing from people, and as you and I have been talking over the past couple of years, maybe doing away with tubs and simply having a shower. Do we see? I know it's obviously not the most common, but is that a little more acceptable than it maybe once was?
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's pretty rare that somebody says, I want a tub shower combo in my master bath. Because generally they've got another bath, the kids' bath, the main bath, we call it in our jargon. And that's. You need a tub there. Most people would want that. But I don't feel like people feel like they need more than one tub now in the house. It's like, well, okay, this is – we know that younger kids want to be in a tub. Like, that's good. That's healthy. But you got to have a spot for that. But it's – like I said, it's pretty rare. First option is just go with a shower in the master bath. People would rather have that, a nice big shower, than a small shower in a tub.
Is some of that helped by the fact that we've gotten better as far as shower seating? It seems like just as far as general, you know, just comfort of the space is having, you know, a nice place to sit, whether it's a tiled kind of built-in thing or other type of seating options and those types. Is that kind of helped this along too?
Well, and Sean, when you shave your legs.
Yes, that's exactly what you're saying. Literally, I'm starting to think, how do I tactfully point out that half the population is using those, shaving legs? Yes.
So enough said.
Yes.
I think that we're trying to build some kind of seating into almost every shower that we do, and that is something that people want. And whether it's even just a corner seat, if that's all there's room for, that's fine. If we can get a bench in there, it's even better. When we talk to homeowners later on about what they like, they generally like that. I'm sure it comes handy for their stuff. You can sit there while you're giving the dog a bath, maybe. I don't know, spraying them down. But that's pretty common.
Yeah, I don't know that we don't have my shower doesn't have anywhere to sit. I wonder if I would sit in the shower if I had that on. Just kind of, yeah, I gotta get into work. I don't know.
No, you just can't spend all your free time in there.
No, you can't. So as we're talking this morning, Mike Tuig, owner at Edge Construction, talking about bathroom remodels and mentioned things like in the master bath having that separate shower and of course standalone tub if there's a potential space for that in that room. With some of that other stuff that goes on, we haven't talked much about sinks and that. And I know one of the really cool things about you know adding in a bathroom sink is sometimes some of the cabinetry can be varied a little bit, and there's a whole lot more options when it comes to that stuff as far as what your sink's going to sit on or in. And people are really having fun with that, aren't they?
They are, and we got a couple of pictures. One is just a standard undermount sink with a stone countertop, quartz countertop, and that's just a white white sink mounted underneath the countertop. That's kind of a standard. Beneath that, we've got a picture of the sink where it's sitting on top of the countertop. That's a vessel sink, is what we call it. And those are attractive. I sort of feel like they're not always the most practical because. Okay, so you've got this vessel sink sitting on top. You love the look of it, but on the taller size bathroom cabinet is 36 inches to the top of that counter. So if you're going to do another 8 or 10 inches of vessel sink, you really have to lower that cabinet to make room for that vessel sink. So if you're tall, I think I'd rather have the taller countertop. But it depends on the spot. If it's a powder bath, you really like the look of the vessel sink. It's a design element. That's one thing. We have people that have had vessel sinks go, you know what, I'll never do it any other way. I just love it. Something about it that they like. Maybe they just like having the big half of a chicken egg sitting on top of it. No, it's pretty cool. We've done granite ones. We've done different stones. I have seen, and we have not used the wood ones. There's actually wood ones that can get, pretty wild looking. And then there's acrylics. There's Trying to think. Copper. I mentioned that before. You can do one of those. There's a lot of neat options that are able to fit in with the design.
Really neat stuff. And as we're talking about bathroom remodels, of course, you're going in there to look your best. You want to get a good look at yourself. We're going to talk with Mike a bit about lighting and some of the great options for bathroom lighting and some of the things that people may not always think about when it comes to planning for their bathroom remodel, when it comes to the different lighting options in that area. We'll find out from Mike all about that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
You're listening to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Email your questions to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Once again, here's Sean Preble on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. We're going to talk about a recent kitchen remodel featured up at edgeconstructioncompany.com. Probably coming up in the next segment, so make sure you check that out, and we'll tell you a little bit about that project because it is a very, very cool kitchen remodel. A lot of great stuff on edgeconstructioncompany.com. Speaking of cool remodels, whether it's a kitchen, whether it's a bathroom, great stuff, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That's 636-EDGE for Edge Construction. And Mike, we left off that last segment talking about bathroom vanities and just some of the options when it comes to cabinetry and sinks and those kind of things. Another area, and I know we talk about this often with kitchens and other areas of remodeling, which is lighting, and the bathroom is no exception. That's in its entire set of options that are that I don't think new people new to remodeling are fully aware of. Lighting is vital to all of this, isn't it?
It is, and by today's standards, like none of the houses from 10 years ago would pass the test. Now, some of that is we didn't have all the tools that we have now to light stuff. So the LED technology has really helped. In every bath, we figure, we call it a shower can. It's just it looks like a can light, but it's actually an LED fixture that it's a stamped one-piece fixture. So water can't get up behind it. It's perfect for a shower, provides quite a bit of light. So we put that over the shower or tub or whatever. We use those lights for kind of background lighting, that layer that's just in the background in a bathroom. A lot of baths have that one fixture over the sink, and that's got to do a lot of work. It's got to do a lion's share of the work. And so we try to spread that out because people aren't putting in fixtures now with six light bulbs over their sink. It's just not in vogue or in style. So you need to balance that out with light from other places. I know that the picture we're showing, and this has gotten fairly popular, maybe about a third to half of our remodelers are doing backlit mirrors or medicine cabinets that have lights built into them. And that's another layer that you can do. It's some of that's pretty cool stuff. It can be a little modern for our Midwestern taste, but people find fixtures that they like, and we just figured how to install them. One quick one here. Mm-hmm. I just noticed that this picture has Tokic lighting underneath the cabinets.
Yes.
And this is a few years ago. We haven't done it since, but we did a pressure switch when you walked in. It was for an older couple. They walked in their master bath, and it was underneath the carpet in their master bedroom. And when they hit that pressure switch, it turned on the LED lights and the toe kick
nice.
Underneath their cabinet. So, like, if you're at night, you know, you
want
to fumble around and, yeah. and wake everybody up by turning all the lights on. So I thought that was kind of a neat idea.
That is very, very cool. And that's and a lot of that is possible just because LED and some other technologies are out there. And we talked a little bit about heating earlier, which is an important important thing. Real quick, as we kind of wrap up our conversation on bathrooms, it can be a bit of a, I'll use the word disruption. I mean, when it comes to having your bathroom remodeled, that's an important room of the house. And as we're talking planning this morning, that can make and being prepared for that remodel can definitely make that process a whole lot smoother, can't it?
It can. And there are some things to talk about. Depending on the age of your house and how many baths, we work on a lot of smaller houses in Madison that have one bathroom. Mm. And, you know, you can't go to the gym for everything. So. sometimes that needs to be figured out, and how are we going to do this and still have access to parts of the bathroom that we need during the process. So that has to be part of the planning.
One thing too I was going to ask about is storage. I know we talk with kitchen and kitchen, like, you know, people are want very efficient use of space. Same true, obviously, with a bathroom, isn't it?
Yeah, if we've got room, we're getting an extra bank of drawers, or we're getting a linen area, or maybe a separate linen closet in the bathroom. And those areas are very important, especially if you got a family. There's never seems to be enough storage, and I don't think you want to give up function in that case for form. You know, you don't want just to have a nice picture online. You don't want to give up some storage. You need to find ways to fit that in.
And maybe your wife has a lot of shampoo bottles that she needs to needs to store somewhere, too.
Just need a bigger niche.
Yes, exactly. That is one way to handle it. Talking this morning with Mike Tuwake, owner at Edge Construction. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. But think about doing some remodeling, Mike and the team. They'd love to work with you. Love to get to know you again. Just pick up the phone, give them a call, 636-3343. Mention the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Head on over there right now, because when we come back, we're going to talk a bit about a recent kitchen remodel. And the thing that really caught my attention was the countertop. We'll find out from Mike some of the details on that. We will do that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. All one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website to learn more about Edge Construction. We're actually going to talk about a really cool project that they've recently worked on at Edge Construction. Definitely check it out right now, edgeconstructioncompany.com. But think about doing some remodeling. Mike and the team would love to talk with you at Edge Construction. Telephone number 636-3343. That number is so easy to remember. It is 636-EDGE, E-D-G-E. Let's talk about this this recent kitchen remodel that you guys did. And obviously, I mentioned the countertop. It stands out. But real quick, before we get to the after, I look at some of the before pictures, and this was a kitchen that you know, was probably been due for a little while to have a remodel. It's one of those areas, though, when we were talking with the bathrooms, where I think sometimes as homeowners, we don't fully know what's out there. And it's amazing when you look at the before and the after photos of this kitchen remodel. It is stark. It's, again, one of those where that slider is such a great benefit, because you wouldn't believe starting to finish that we're talking about the same space there.
Yeah, I always think like a really well-designed project, you... Even if you just, like I saw that, was pretty intimately familiar with this project, it gets really hard to remember what it looked like before, because you're like, okay, if you do this great job of design and construction, it's like it should have always looked like that. Yeah. So maybe that's just my own vanity. I don't know. It is hard to, or I've got PTSD from the before.
And I've got to imagine the homeowners are absolutely loving this kitchen. And the one thing that really grabbed my attention, I'll speak personally, is that countertop. That wood countertop is just beautiful, and it looks great. I've got to assume, though, as I look at how flawlessly it ties into that space, I've got to guess there are probably some challenges getting that all put together and making it fit as perfectly as it did.
There were definitely challenges. You know, when it came, it's just a raw product. It was glued together, but it wasn't even really flat. So we had to get it flat, get it to a point where it could be finished, and then just cutting into a wood top, the undermount sink, really, for that was one of the things that I did in our shop, and that was that is not something that we do every day. It's just like this doesn't come up very often. Now when I see the picture, I go, you know what? Okay, I get it. It turned out nice. I can see why you wanted it, and I can see why our designers were playing along. But the challenges were there, and you know, you don't always know what this stuff is going to look like. Homeowners found this product online. Wood countertops, in the scheme of things, are a good buy. They really are budget friendly. Now, if you factor in all the time it took to make nice and get a finished product, maybe it was approaching kind of a cheaper granite or something. But the look is worth it. Like, I love how it turned out. I love the look.
And they've got a different species of wood in there. And I would assume everybody that walks in that kitchen, the first thing they ask about is that countertop.
Yeah, it's pretty wild looking, pretty cool.
What about, and with tying that in then, because of it's got a variety of different wood shades and stuff like that, tying that into the space, your designers had, they obviously, I look at the finished product, they did phenomenal work, but I've got to guess that added a layer of, and I guarantee they'd love doing this, kind of a little bit of a challenge too, just trying to get that to tie in with the rest of the space and make it look just so natural.
It did, but... you know, when you're working with a natural product, I think that actually helps you a little bit versus something that looks a little manufactured, like a tile or something. Okay, some tiles are pretty close to a natural product, but that wood has a warmth that helps the design a little bit. And you can see the dark floor. That's actually an LVT floor. That's not a real wood.
No.
Very nice looking floor. Turned out great. I think we did most of their downstairs. We ended up doing in that house. So, and it's an older house. So now if you had a really modern house, I don't know if you'd want the wood top, but in this house, it really fit. It was just an old, kind of looked like an old farmhouse.
You guys had to took out a wall to kind of get more space. The other thing I noticed was, and this kind of one final thing that I'm seeing more and more of, and this just looks perfect, is the filler. Is the filler faucet, which I...
Oh, the pot filler,
yeah. Pot filler, yeah. It's, which is... It's really nicely done as well, and just kind of it ties that kind of that space and ties into that space just so perfectly.
Right. So that's a fixture, a plumbing fixture that is over the stove or on the side of the stove, and it's just what it says, used to fill pots. One part you probably in all these kitchens and jobs, there's so many little custom touches, and so you have that pot filler which matches the finish on the and the look of the sink faucet, but also we found it's an RO trim which is the little faucet to the right of the sink faucet. That's a reverse osmosis.
Oh, really?
Faucet for drinking water. That system's down in the basement, purifies the water and brings it up, and it all that ties together and matches, and it's kind of fun when all that comes together.
It looks great. And then you mentioned too that the homeowners had found that lighting fixture that's over the sink, which is also a very, very cool, again, another conversation piece for sure. Definitely check that out, edgeconstructioncompany.com, all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Get inspired and think about doing some remodeling. Mike and the team at Edge Construction love to talk with you. All I gotta do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. And, of course, Edge Construction brings you the Home Remodeling Show right here, 1310 WIBA.